KETX 98.9. We're live in Studio 1A, and this is a pleasure and an honor. Our guest is Jimmy Duck Holmes, who'll be at Antone's tomorrow night as part of their 42nd anniversary celebration. Jimmy has a new album called It Is What It Is. We're going to talk to Mr. Holmes. We're also going to hear some live music, and we're going to talk to Zach Ernst of Antone's as well about this anniversary. First off, Jimmy, it is good to see you and an honor to have you here. Thank you. I
appreciate you inviting me, whoever was responsible.
I can't take the credit, but I'll take the pleasure of having you.
Thank you.
I was reading about you and reading about Bentonia Blues, the Bentonia School of Blues. What makes that kind of blues different from other blues?
I'm going to say it's almost 90% the way they perfected the G string on the guitar. Pretty much every well-known artist have a signature, like B.B. King. You could tell it's good if it was him playing the guitar, he was behind a brick wall. To my knowledge, it's the way those guys perfected the G-string. That set it apart from any other blues music. Now, and another thing, it is always played, the Bentonia style is always played in an open tuning, whether it's open minor or whatever. I don't know that part because I don't read music, but I know for a fact it's played open most of the song.
So, with this tuning and the G-string emphasis, it's kind of a darker blues, would you say?
Well, they say the way they perfected the G-string, it gave it a real, real haunting down in the bayou, particular style of tune.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it live here in a second. We're celebrating Antone's 42nd anniversary, and you'll be at Antone's tomorrow night. But you run the Blue Front Cafe on the Mississippi Blues Trail, and your parents opened that the year after you were born in 1948, so you know all about running venues and things.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, which will be July 1st, if I'm correct. It will be my 47th year of turning those keys myself under my ownership. I started, my mom surrendered to me July 1st, 1970. Of course, they started back in July of 1948.
Amazing.
And a couple of weeks ago, we also celebrated the 45th annual Bentonia Blues Fest, which is sponsored in part by the Blue Front Cafe.
Wow. Such history and such amazing music. This album is called It Is What It Is from Jimmy Duck Holmes, and he will be at Antone's tomorrow night. The show is at 9 o'clock. He'll be followed by Ian Moore. Mr. Holmes, if you don't mind, let's do a song, and then we'll come back and talk to Zach and talk to you a little bit more. Which song would you like to do?
This particular song is my version of the Catfish Blue. It has been recorded by several different artists, and this is my version of it.
Sometimes I wished I was a catfish. Swimming in the deep blue sea, I'll have men and women said not who. I went down to my woman's house. I sat down on a step. She said, "Come on in, come on in, Jimmy Doug. My husband just now left." I said, "Woman, can I sit down?" "Can I sit down on your bed?" "I want you to turn on your heater till it turns cherry red." Thank you. I went down to the church house. And they called on me to pray. Yes, I went down to this church house. And they called on me to pray. I got out on my knees, not a word, not a word I could say. I don't wanna be no crawfish. I don't wanna be no bullfrog. No, no, I don't wanna be no crawfish. I don't wanna be no bullfrog. I can't be no catfish. I ain't gonna do no swimming at all.
That was the real deal. Jimmy Duck Holmes, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
The last blues musician to play the Bentonia School, characterized by the guitar tunings and the songs and the way chords are voiced. Jimmy Duck Holmes is playing at Antone's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for their 42nd anniversary celebration, which actually begins tonight. And also joining me now is Zach Ernst, a musician noted for his work with artists like The Relatives and The Waterboys, and who also happens to be the booking agent for Antone's. First of all, thank you for being here, and thank you for hooking us up with Jimmy Duck Holmes.
Thank you, Jody. Thanks very much for having us.
When there's a tradition like Antone's anniversary celebrations, this is the 42nd, and is this perhaps your first to book or your second?
It's my second one.
Is it a little daunting when you have to come up against the history of all that's gone before to put this together, or is it more like, man, let me at it?
It's a little bit of both. You know, you want to give an opportunity for all the artists who have played Antone's over the years and made it their home to kind of come back together, and stuff like that starts when Susan Antone calls me and says, hey, I got Angela Straley. She's coming back, and we're going to do the show with Angela Straley, Marsha Ball, and Luann Barton again. They're doing two nights of that this year. And then you call around, make sure Jimmy Vaughn's around, get him to do it. And then I sort of, things come across my desk that either names I recognize from playing the club or old posters or anniversary posters or things. And then just little things in my head like, oh, we didn't get Lazy Lester last year. Let's see if we can get him. And it all starts coming together from there. And it's very challenging, but it's so fulfilling. And as you know, your friend and my friend Clifford Antone taught me about all this music. And I look at it as an opportunity to honor what he did for Austin and what he did for the world with his love of all this music. And just a way to kind of get everybody back together, sort of a family reunion of all of Antone's musicians, and then also bring in some great artists from out of town like Jimmy here today to sort of, you know, bring some stuff that I know Clifford would have liked and that Susan will give me that look of approval and, you know, just have a good time and really remind everyone that Antone's is Austin's home of the blues.
And the anniversary celebration begins tonight with C.J. Chenier?
C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band with the Peterson Brothers. They kick it off tonight.
Fantastic. AntonesNightclub.com has all the listings, so we won't throw a bunch of dates at people right now. But as you mentioned, two nights of Luann, Marsha, and Angela during this stretch.
Yes, we've got the official anniversary date, July 15th, is Jimmy Vaughn. But between now and then, we've got Lazy Lester, T.K. Hewlin, Sue Foley, Barbara Lynn, Derek O'Brien, Denny Freeman, many others, too many to name, but it's all on our website, and I'll look forward to seeing a lot of friends there.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there.
Yes.
And I was trying to count in my head how many locations of Antone's there has been, and I got a little confused. Five, six?
This is the sixth location.
And obviously 42 years, so we started in 1975.
That's right.
And made musical history and helped change the world with a lot of the artists that came up at Antone's, be it Jimmy Vaughn or Stevie Vaughn or Gary Clark Jr., who has a sold-out show coming up in a few nights. I am just grateful that Antone's is back, and it's been about, what, a year and a half now that the new club's been open?
Yes, CJ Chenier actually opened up the club for us December 31st, 2015, so we had our first anniversary in the new location last July, and this marks a year and a half that we've been at it.
And how did you get so lucky to have the man who's about to play another song for us, Jimmy Duck Holmes, who plays tomorrow night?
Well, I just, like a lot of bookings, just kind of are familiar with these artists and a big fan and want them to play Antone's any time of year, but this kind of gives us an extra excuse to really go after people who we wouldn't bring in any other time. And, you know, we had the opportunity to put him on the Ian Moore show, which I knew would be a good way to get him in front of some fans that would be there. And then also Margaret Moser put together this Robert Johnson exhibit, which is opening tomorrow night from 5 to 8. And so Jimmy is going to do a short set there as well, which that is free and open to the public. And I thought the opportunity to, you know, have him play for that event, for Margaret's exhibit, and then bring him downstairs and play on the main stage, it was too perfect. And luckily, Jimmy and his representative, Michael, who's here with him, you know, made the drive, and here we are.
Well, I will see you tomorrow night at that exhibit and to see Jimmy Duck Holmes play a short set there. But Jimmy's going to do another song for us. As I mentioned, the last blues musician who plays in the Bentonia School, Mr. Jimmy Duck Holmes, his most recent record, It Is What It Is. And Jimmy, what is it that you're going to play for us now?
I'm going away and leave you. She wouldn't put me out, so I left her. Woman, I'm going away and leave you. I've got to worry you. I've got to worry you on my mind. You keep me worried. And you keep me, woman, you keep me bothered all the time. Woman, if you know you didn't like my album, why you kept on shaking my tree? Woman, if you know you didn't like my album, why you kept on shaking my tree? Woman, if you know you didn't want me no more, why you just wouldn't let me go? Gonna away and leave you, crying and gone. Your crying ain't gonna make me stay. Yes, I'm gonna win, leave you. Crying ain't gonna make me stay. You don't know you cry now, but you don't cry me away. Bye, 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 woman. Yes, if you call, it's gone.
if you call, call us gone. If you don't think I'm leaving, count the days I'm gone. Yes, I've got my suitcase packed. I got my bus ticket in my hand. Yes, I've got my suitcase packed. Got my bus ticket in my hand. I'm gonna leave you tomorrow. Yep, my mind don't change. Woke it up in the morning. I might do like old man. Old man Henry Ford. I'm gonna get up in the morning, do like old man. I'm gonna eat my breakfast in Austin, eat my supper up in Rome.
Straight from the Mississippi Blues Trail to the Austin airwaves. That was Jimmy Duck Holmes, who'll be playing at Antone's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for their 42nd anniversary celebration. Mr. Holmes, good to meet you, and I will see you tomorrow night at Antone's.
Thank you.
And I believe next month you have a 70th birthday, is that correct?
Yeah.
So you have a good birthday as well.
That is something written on paper. I'm still my teenager.
Well, that's where I saw it on paper.
That's the way I feel it. Anyway, yeah, on the 28th of next month, if I'm blessed to see it, I'll be 70 years old.
Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations to Antone's, and thanks to Zach Ernst of Antone's for joining us today. I will see you tomorrow at the Robert Johnson Exhibit. And again, I think antonesnightclub.com is the place for everyone to go for all the listings for the anniversary. And tonight, C.J. Chenier and the Peterson Brothers. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks to our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. Mr. Holmes, if you could stick around, we'll do one more song and we'll post all three at kutx.org.